Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Right now we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time this show, is where we find our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Washington Wizards for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on the old X app at By Josh Robbins, if I'm not mistaken. Josh, did I just get your Twitter handle wrong? I'm pulling it up here. Joshua B. Robbins. Excuse me, Josh. Jeez, look, this is how you get your guests and everyone come on with you again.
That's right.
What a subtle answer. What's going on, my man? How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking.
For sure. I know you have been super busy, as I have been, working the phones, trying to figure out what the heck is going on with the basketball team that we cover here locally. Before we brought you on, we were talking about the news that Jonathan Givony reported at midnight Eastern time today, Josh Robbins, that Ace Bailey going to bypass his workout with the Philadelphia 76ers. What does that mean to you, is the first way that I would put it.
I don't know. And anyone who says that she or he knows is only participating in conjecture. What it seems to me is that he doesn't want to go to Philly. So you think of yourself as one of the top three prospects in the draft. They have the third pick and you choose not to work out there. You are clearly sending a signal to the Sixers that you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And that has some ramifications because the Washington Wizards draft 6th. And I am quite certain that the Wizards view him as a very talented player. Certainly not a perfect player, but talented. And if he's available at 6, I suspect he would be very difficult for them to pass up because of his talent. Now, again, he's not perfect. There are now some red flags there with him.
Yeah.
But he's an intriguing prospect.
Josh, I wanted to ask you about the red flags because you've obviously been covering the league for a while, and there have been plenty of stories like this where, you know, during the pre-draft process, guys don't get the best advice. When it comes to Ace Bailey and why some of the negative commentary is coming out about him, how much does it have to do with the NBA scouting combine measurements versus how he's choosing to maneuver during the pre-draft process in terms of being selective with his visits?
I don't fault someone for trying to maneuver himself to the place where he wants to go.
Totally agree.
Not at all. For example, Alex Saar last year didn't want to work out for the Atlanta Hawks, wound up 2nd with Washington. I don't hear anyone here in Washington complaining that Alex Saar didn't want to go play for Atlanta.
Right.
These guys' careers. I don't have a problem for someone saying no. What the real issue I think with Ace Bailey is that he measured in at 6'7½, and not 6'10" as he was listed in college. Why is that important? Well, that means he's not going to be a four in the NBA. And given what his perceived strengths are, his ability to go get a shot, that would have made him an outlier as a power forward, not so much as a small forward. And that reduces his value to the league. And that's a problem for him in this draft, where he could easily fall to six. It's really, I think the measurement is a big problem for him.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me, Josh, and I understand the difference between 6'10 and 6'7.5. Don't get me wrong. But a majority of these teams that are legitimately interested in him have been boots on the ground to see this young man on campus, on the court, in game. So I think you could feel a guy up and see how tall and long he is standing next to him. Why do you think the number on paper has changed so much for people?
I don't know what Rutgers' motivation would be to list him inaccurately.
Well, Josh, hold on real quick, Josh. It's a college thing that they do all around the world. My college, Bethany College, I'm 6'1.5". I was listed as 6'3". So it's just what you do in your programs.
I understand that too, but maybe that's what they had to do to get him in the door. Mm. What again was your question? I was just so enamored to hear about your college experience. The pros obviously had their suspicion. That's why this was speculated about heading into the combine, where everyone wanted to see what actual number is.
Yeah.
The actual number is objective. It's not subjective. You're not making a guess.
Right.
You want unimpeachable data as much as you can in a draft process that is more art and less science than anyone could ever imagine. It's more speculation. It's more projection than anyone could outside of these front offices could ever guess.
Yeah.
So these front offices had their suspicions for sure, but then the actual number confirms suspicions.
Joined right now by our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Washington Wizards for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. I want to ask you about some other potential prospects that the Wizards are interested in. Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma, their freshman guard, has drawn a lot of rave reviews during this pre-draft process. I've also heard some mixed reviews on him as well, in terms of efficiency, shot selection, build, defensive want to, and all. When you consider, you know, who Fears is as a prospect and what you know about him, what type of fit do you think he is here in the district when you consider sort of the newfound logjam, Josh, that the Wizards have at that guard spot?
Yeah, I don't care much about logjams. I don't. Now, and I suspect the Wizards don't either, except all other things equal, in terms of talent, they would go select someone at a more open position. I don't care about logjams unless Jeremiah Fears projects much higher than Bub Carrington. That's really the issue. If he's no better, if they think Bub Carrington is the better player, and he's certainly, I think, the bigger player height-wise, mm-hmm. Then you don't draft Jeremiah Fears.
You're saying, Josh, not to cut you off, just want to make sure we're clear here. You're saying if the talent gap between Fears and Bub is not large, you do not take Fears, you're saying?
Probably not. No.
Right. And I agree with that sentiment 100% too, Josh. I agree.
If Jeremiah Fears is much better talent-wise than Bub, go ahead and go draft Fears.
Right.
If there's not a comparable player of similar talent at more empty positions, right? So you said, well, there's some negatives about him. This is the problem with drafting sixth instead of first or second in this draft. This, at the very tippy top, there's probably a better prospect this year than there will be next year. Cooper Flagg probably will grade out at the end of this draft better than
Josh
will next year.
We'll talk about that over the summer, Josh.
Right, well,
that'll
be it. But my broader point, Mr. 6'1" from Bethany College, is that that this draft really isn't all that good. The next tier underneath Dylan Harper, 3 to 7, 3 to 8, you know, 5, 6 guys, maybe 4 guys. None of those guys really are being projected as future all-stars. Maybe high-leverage starters. That's what my guy at The Athletic, Sam Vecenie, rates them. High-leverage starters. Well, any team in a rebuild needs – you'll take it if you have no other choice, right, but you need better than that.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. So no one who's going to go from 3 to 6, maybe 3 to 8, is a perfect choice. And that's the negative about this particular NBA draft this year.
It's a tough spot to be in. It's why I put out a expletive-laced video on X after I found out we dropped to the number 6 pick, because the fan in me, Josh, came out. I put my media hat to the side for a second, and I reminded myself of the 10-year-old little boy that sat and watched this team lose a franchise record in games to secure the services of John Wall back in the day. But it's a very interesting spot that the team's in, Josh. And I think I have wrestled with this and will continue to do so until next week. Just what their thought process is at number 6 and number 18 overall. Because I think there's two different ways they could go. And this is kind of what I want to ask you based off of what you know about their thought process. Do you think they prefer the scorer and a Trey Johnson or a Jeremiah Fears or the big man that helps your defense out, and Kaman Maluwach, basically the only guy really that fits that mold? I've gone back and forth with this, Josh, a bunch, because it feels like to me, boy, I'd love to see for a group in a front office, right? And this is us as fans holding them accountable to what they say. For a front office that continues to say we want to pride ourselves on the defensive end of the floor, we want to be one of the best switchable teams in the NBA, why not create one of the best young defensive front courts in basketball by pairing Kaman Maluwach out of Duke with Alex Saar?
Well, I don't see – they might very well do that.
Okay.
Linnell. And I think you're aware that they very well might do that. My question about that is – you already have Alex Saar. And just like I said with Ace Bailey being more of a standout if he were 6'10 and a power forward rather than more of a dime a dozen at 6'7 and a half and a 3, it applies to Alex Saar too at the 4. In terms of his offensive ability, well, what I think his offensive ability projects as a 4 is – there are a lot of guys at the 4 who can do that.
Like
there aren't
Jabari
a lot of guys
Smith
at the 5. Well, hopefully he turns out better than Jabari Smith, but Jabari Smith's a good player.
Yes.
So, you know, what you'd want is you'd want to create advantages with your 5-man. You'd want your 5-man to be able to do things that other 5-men can't. And Alex Saar clearly has the ability to shoot. Whether he will get there is another story. He has the ability to run the floor. He has the ability to pass. These all would make him a much more intriguing 5 than a 4. And so that's the argument against drafting Maluwach. But it would also, if they draft Maluwach, are they in effect saying, well, Saar is not quite the rim protector we want him to be at a 5. Fair question for me to ask.
Yeah.
So totally. These are, you're asking, well, how do they work through this? That's how I think they ought to work through this. And now Trey Johnson, he's clearly, unless you're talking about Ace Bailey, I think he's clearly going to be the best scoring and shooting prospect at 5 or above.
Yeah.
But you don't want to draft someone who's only going to be a one-way player.
Right.
You can't win a title with a bunch of one-way players. If he has the ability to be at least an average, preferably an above-average defender, then you definitely take him because he sure as heck can shoot.
It's why they get paid the big bucks, Josh, and why we get to sit and write articles and talk about them on the radio. It's absolutely fascinating the dynamics that they have to sift through here. With Maluwach, the one thing I would say about Alex Saar and his perimeter skills that he showed during his brief time at the in the pro league that he played in, wasn't a whole lot of attempts per contest, but when they worked him out, it was very clear that, okay, there is a form that this guy has, that the shooting stroke we could work with. Seeing some of the highlight videos of Kamal Malawach, Josh, I probably would go out on a limb and say they feel the same way about him if they're interested in saying, hey, look, we could provide him the opportunity in the attempts per night to try and turn himself into a semi-reliable three-point shooter. Does that at all cross your mind, Josh, about what they can develop him into?
I'll put it like this. He has trouble catching the ball. Okay? I'm not trying to make a joke. Let me read from my man Sam Vicente's analysis on him. His hand-eye coordination is my biggest concern. He grew up playing soccer, so his footwork is quite advanced. But his hand-eye coordination is not there yet, and it impacts multiple parts of his game. If you're having problems holding on to the ball or catching the ball, you know, what are we really talking about here? Yeah. Can it be developed? In some cases, it never gets developed. Now, in Alex Saar's case, there were times early this past season where he struggled with that, and then he got a lot better. So this is one of the things that they're going to have to debate. You asked me earlier about a logjam with Fears and the whole roster, really. It's not just Bub. It's also Jordan Poole. It's, to a degree, Keyshawn George. I'd be leery here of adding Malawach to a team that already has Saar, because, as I said, you're almost forcing Saar out to a position where he's not offensively a standout anymore. As a matter of fact, you could argue that he's deficient offensively at the four. You can make that argument. I'm not sure that he's good enough, mobile enough to be a full-time four. But, again, that would be a concern I have.
I think you hit it right on the head, Josh. I think it's real. The best way that I would put it, moving Alex Saar to the four does not maximize his ability. And I think if you're the Wizards, when it comes to your long-term roster building, that's got to be a part of your thought process. I got a couple more for you on the way out, Josh, because I ran over the clock because I'm a terrible radio host. A couple quick hitters for you. Will Marcus Smart be a member of the Washington Wizards come training camp?
I don't think that we'll see. I don't have a definitive answer. If I were Marcus Smart, I'd want to go to a contender.
Yeah.
And it's very clear to me that that the Wizards are going to be a bottom five team in the league this upcoming season by design.
Yeah.
And so I would understand if Marcus Smart wants to be traded. I'm not saying that he has, but imagine having both Smart and Middleton on the roster potentially to begin next season. Well, then it's going to be very tough to get. Might be a little bit more difficult to finish in the bottom five, which they need to be in order to make sure they don't convey that pick to the Knicks next year.
Well, that's the biggest thing, totally. And then I'll ask you this as well. And look, this is just me asking you your Josh Robbins gut feel here. Is my gut feel, or asking you your gut feel, is Jordan Poole a member of the Wizards come the season opener?
Yes, I think so.
You think so?
I think so. And by the way, can I just rant for a second?
Now, let's rant.
Ranting is usually the host's job, but let me just tell you, you're a great host. You do everything well.
I appreciate you, man.
These aggregators, this whole Jordan Poole to the Orlando Magic narrative, I don't know where it came from, but I have a guess. One of these sports books put out a list of odds. You know, where is the team Jordan Poole will end up? Well, the Orlando Magic, for whatever reason, were at the top. The Magic and the Wizards never had one iota of discussion about that.
Yeah.
Not one. I mean, he's not the Magic's type of player, and I'm not convinced that the Wizards are trying to move him at this time. So I still don't think that Jordan Poole's market around the league is what fans think it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though I think he gets a bum rap around the league that I think is unjustified, but I don't think that he's got an extensive amount of trade value at this time. I think heading into a walk year or a final season next year, I believe, after this upcoming one, that might be different. But just my guess is no. That
my guess is
that he's with the team.
I'm crossing my fingers, Josh. Hopefully he earns an extension this October. That's what I'm looking forward to. We'll see if they're willing to dole out that money, though. We'll see. Josh,
well,
I appreciate
You don't need to do it this October. You can do it next October.
Right.
So,
correct. No rush. No rush. We appreciate you making some time for us, as always, my friend. I'm sure we will talk again soon before next week's draft.
I hope so. Speak to you later.
Yes, indeed. That is Josh Robbins, the absolute best, talking all things DC family. Give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. About a half hour left to go in the program. When we come back, we'll switch things over to the gridiron. John Keim of ESPN put out an interesting piece a couple of days ago on the Commanders' run defense. How much better is the burgundy and gold at their biggest Achilles heel from a season ago? We'll touch on that next right here on The Fan. Always love catching up with Josh. Get you smarter. I wish he would have been a little more decisive about his Jordan Poole stance. I say that facetiously. Is that a surprise to folks? Like, when Josh Robbins comes out and says, I expect Jordan Poole to be here by the start of the season, Jordan Poole will be here. I think he is more a part of this core than the general public maybe realizes. He just had a birthday yesterday, so happy birthday to him. 26 years of age now. So shout out to our guy, Jordan Poole. I think the Wizards are in an interesting spot. And I think when it comes to this draft next week, they have a really, really massive opportunity to really set themselves up to begin to get out of the rebuild. Ace Bailey continues to be the guy that intrigues me the most, whether it's a trade up from number six or staying put at number six and taking him. I am all in on him being the guy. And I'm willing to give him the keys, give him the green light offensively, and see how much growth we could see from him over an 82-game season. So it's going to be fascinating to see. The one thing I didn't ask Josh Robbins about, which I'm actually curious of when it comes to the Wizards, what is their summer league plan going to be out in Vegas? Now, we know in OKC, guys played their first 2 years of summer league. So I expect to see Bilal Coulibaly, who didn't play last summer because of the Olympics. I expect to see Bilal. I expect to see Keyshawn George and Bub Carrington and Alex Saar, A.J. Johnson. Like, these guys I expect to play during the summer, and I think it makes them a front runner for, dare I say it, the Summer League Championship. Wouldn't that feel good? Would people look at that as something that's worth cheering? If we're going to cheer for the Defenders and say that and celebrate the Defenders winning a USFL title, Then I think we should celebrate the Wizards if they win the Summer League. Does anyone care about Summer League? You guys have to care about Summer League, right? Especially in this town. Especially in this town. So I just I just slipped past that TMZ headline, by the way, Max.
It's crazy work.
Yeah, that's tough. Miles Garrett beat his girlfriend Chloe Kim in a cute race. I said that fast so you didn't try to...
Yeah, the first five words in there were like, okay.
Yeah,
it's just a race.
It's okay. Just a race, people.
Thanks, TMZ.
It's just a race. We got a lot more to get to here in the final half hour of the show. We'll hand things over to our guy Craig Hoffman coming up at 4 o'clock. I didn't think I was going to get into this, but then I saw something that made me want to get into this.
Oh, no.
Shador Sanders... NASCAR driver or NFL quarterback? He was in a little bit of legal trouble over the weekend, over the past couple of days. We'll talk about that before we get out of here. And then I know me and the Rooster have gone back and forth on NIL. Wait until you hear the lump sum of money that the University of Missouri spent on NIL. We'll get to all that and more coming up next on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
301-230-0980, the number. Right here on the Chris Russell Show. We'll take you up to 4 o'clock. It's about a half hour left to go in the program. Craig Hoffman will take you on your afternoon drive home. Back with you Monday as well as I sit in for Chris Russell. Keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL underscore BTP. I'll be honest here. I am so annoyed.
Trust me, you are going through something that I just went through, and it is the most hair-pulling, awful, I'm trying to find other words, just distasteful experience you can probably have.
I'm livid.
You should be, because it sucks.
Yeah, this is. I don't wish this upon anybody.
Neither do I. Actually,
hey, look. I mean, even then, I don't even want to be. I don't even want to be a part of that juju.
Fair enough.
I mean, this is just. It's ridiculous what's happening.
Don't break your car, people. Like, cherish it. Take good care of it. Even when you do take good care of it, drive it. There's things to be said about driving your car like a grandma, and it helps it survive long term. Short term, not great.
Yeah, I don't know. I genuinely don't know how this happened to me. Like, if I'm being, if I'm being real, like, I don't know how this happened to me. I genuinely don't get how my engine blew.
Yeah,
I have no engine in my car. I don't have a car right now. I haven't even had this car for a year.
Damn.
I haven't even had it. It hasn't even been a year. I got it before last training camp.
My God.
It hasn't even been a freaking year. I'm livid. I'm livid. Any of you out there? I just. Oh, gosh. Can you help me find a cheap rental? Anyone out there?
Well, here.
Call me, text me, tweet me. Do whatever. Help me find. To think that people, anyone that rents a car,
are you not get like they don't? They're not giving you a loaner?
No.
Okay.
Not until awesome. I get a dang new thief.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I do the same thing. I had a week in some change, like a week and a half without a car. That sucked. I just got the loaner, what, 2 days ago? Yeah, Wednesday after the show. So it's going to be a process. It's going to be annoying. And it's going to, the Ubers are going to be expensive to get to the metro station. But eventually it will work itself out, I promise. I know.
What else are you supposed to say to me? Huh?
Right. Well, speaking of cars, you know who got caught doing some things you shouldn't be doing in a car? One, Zach Eadie. No.
Well, that big tub of goo.
That's disrespectful.
Like, he was so bad in the playoffs in the opening round. Like,
he wasn't great.
He's so bad at basketball.
I think he got caught doing 101 in a Kia Sorento, if I'm not mistaken.
What is his big ass doing driving a Kia?
I don't know. I have no idea, Linnell.
He should get a car that fits him, like a Hummer, Escalade, Suburban. I mean, jeez. Oh, God. I mean, so, yeah. I know all of you out there are so damn nosy with everything that goes on in my life, including my weight loss journey, my gambling habits. Help me find a cheap rental. My social media spats. The last time I was on air was when I was dealing with Laramie Tunsil and that whole situation.
Was that the last time, 1 week ago?
It's the last time I was on air. Man. Well, on air here.
I'm not going to lie. My boy, you were getting cooked.
I feel like the ground is shaking. I'm almost like terrified as what's going on, especially because of the political climate that's going on right now.
Trust me, yeah, I get it.
I am terrified.
I'm looking high in the sky every day.
My ground is shaking, and I don't know what's happening.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe we might get some shakes here in a second.
This will be
a weird live radio moment, but.
Oh. You think that's how I want to go out with you people?
Oh. Hey, listen, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, Linnell.
Man, wouldn't that be
tippy? That would be something.
Wouldn't that be dying for your respect or dying on the job? I don't know. Anyway, let's not talk about that because that's not funny.
Shador Sanders
is funny. Shador, gosh, I just am so happy that Chris Russell's not here. And I don't have to hear what he has to say about this because I know.
Pretty sure he already did a rant on it about it on Wednesday.
Yeah. Did it happen Wednesday or was it yesterday?
I think it broke Wednesday morning, and then I believe he was the dumb dumb of the day that afternoon. Now, I'm certain that Chris Russell's listening, so if I got it wrong, Chris, tell me. Tweet at me. Yeah, I know you will.
Yeah. You think he's paying attention right now?
I don't know. Chances are he's in the car. He's got the radio on, listening to us gab on a Friday.
If he knows what's good for him, he'd be listening.
Well.
I got a bone to pick with you, Chris Russell. If you're out there listening in... Cockle-doodle-dooville. Tuna.
What a drop. That's going in his folders forever. AMAC is going to be playing that probably quite a bit next week.
Yeah, that's another sore loser Giant fan. I mean, I'm glad that they put AMAC and Chris Russell together. Two industry plants that root for New York teams. What a perfect combination
for this
show.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the month of September when I can
Oh man, me and Brian have been talking about it because he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, this we're
just—it's going to be a great time in the Team 980. It's going to be awesome.
One thing that me and the caged animal Chris Russell have gone back and forth about is the impact that NIL has had.
On
college athletics. This is via Eli Hoff of the St. Louis Today. Mizzou has spent more than $31 million on athlete NIL in the last year, according to financial records, an unprecedented detailed look at Missouri's NIL spending over time and how each sport has received, what each sport has received and what it means. So
I have a take. Luther Burden should have signed for a discount.
Yeah. I mean, geez, $31 million.
So much money, dude.
Like, that's a lot of money. And I'm assuming Mizzou football is probably the biggest beneficiary of it.
I'm certain.
Men's basketball and football are the two sports that received the most of the NIL. The entire snapshot of this thing, though, is quite interesting. I mean,
they give you a little pie chart action.
they're I'm trying to get past the paywall here.
Oh.
I was looking at it earlier. I think I may have wrote it down in my notes. But the bottom line is these numbers that we're seeing and those numbers that were reported, when you think about the new deal that was put in place and the what happened in the courts a couple of weeks ago or last week, all the time is blended together when your motor blows on your car.
it's true. It does.
It just blends together. College football is changing. It'll never be the same. I think it's okay, though. I don't think we have to fret and worry about the competitive balance and things of that nature. Talent's going to rule.
Oh, I got the numbies blank. For you.
Give me the numbers. Were you able to get past that paywall?
Yeah. Shout out to ColumbiaMissourian.com. What each sport received. In 2024, Mizzou sent $12.4 million to every True Tiger, a little less, I think that's their collective,
okay,
a little less than $8 million, or 64.3% went to football. Men's basketball received $2.9 million, or 23.5%. Baseball got $488,000. Women's basketball received $348,000. Softball, wrestling, track and field were the only other programs to receive more than 1% of total spending. Gymnastics received 0.8%. Volleyball, 0.3%. Golf and soccer, 0.2%. And tennis received just $10,000.
Basically, young parents out there that are having toddlers and infants, and don't train your kid how to play any sport but football.
Or get them to an SEC school.
Get them to an SEC school immediately. That's the best way that you could probably go forward with this thing. It's a lot of money. I like the bit that's going on. I don't know if you've seen James Harden donated. I think it was close to
a good amount of money to ASU.
$8.5 million to Arizona State. Trey Young is going to be the assistant general manager at Oklahoma. He's donating a significant amount of money. So this is the new thing, and yeah, it's why if you're a fan of the Terps, you shouldn't feel good, because who in that alumni?
You better pray to God Derek Queen has a career.
You better pray to God Derek Queen has a career. You better pray to God Stephon Diggs stops spending his money on pink powdery substances and, you know, hopefully gives back to the university. You better hope Scott Van Pelt. Well, I think Scott Van Pelt probably
Scott would
get back some money. You better hope Kevin Sheehan continues to make deals with his offshore bookie and so he can keep pitching to the collective. I mean, there are many of people you can call on. You better hope Kevin Plank. That's the guy. Kevin Plank, this is not 2008. No one gives a rat's ass about the uniforms, Kevin. Give us money for the sports. Pay to get the best players. You know what else is a travesty? I had to go back and forth with Kevin Sheehan the other day about Mike Locksley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Mike Locksley guy, by the way.
Kevin is less so.
He was pretty defensive.
Oh.
And I was just like, you know, we'll see what happens this year. They've been able to retain local talent more than before, but it's still not at the level it should be. And that's really the allure of Mike Locksley, is him knowing the DMV area through and through and being able to retain some of these guys.
But Linnell, they freed Grandma.
Yeah. I hope Malik, that's what I need to hear the scoop on.
Mm-hmm, Malik.
Malik Washington. Is Malik Washington going to get the chance to start as a true freshman, or is the UCLA transfer going to win the job here at Maryland? That's what I'm interested in. Just got a report from Pro Football Talk. Jalen Ramsey would prefer a trade to the West Coast with the Rams and Chargers as possibilities. Why is everyone so geeked up to be in California?
Because I would like to hang out in L.A. and have millions of dollars, too.
Well, yeah. That wasn't the right answer, Max.
Why not?
You're being truthful.
Well, sorry.
Sorry, yeah. No, I didn't. I wanted Jalen Ramsey here. I would have been A-okay with it.
With the way he plays the run, I would love that.
Oh, I would have loved it.
But
I would have loved it.
But aging corner, and we already got Lattimore. Like, we're already dealing with our own little issue here. Let's not add the possibility of Jalen Ramsey in the mix.
So, by the way, since I didn't get the chance to come on the airwaves and give my recap with you guys about my trip to Ashburn. Let's just say, I guess I did get to do that because Friday I got ethered.
Well, yeah, you were distracted on Friday.
I was distracted. But speaking of Marshawn Lattimore, I think he's going to have a big year. I'm really excited for Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
I think he has a big year. I think he bounces back, and I think he earns an extension from the team.
It'd be nice, because he, when that hamstring is right, it is explosive. When it is not,
yes.
It's bad. But
yes.
He's got the time off, so let's see what it does for him. I'm excited.
Let's see what it does for him. I just feel good because no matter what happens at corner, I think Washington is in a good spot. They got five guys right now that you feel good about. Mike Samuels still, Noah Igbinoghene, Marshawn Lattimore, Trey Amos. Who am I missing? Jonathan Jones. You feel good about five of those guys. Most teams can't say that.
Point blank. True.
Point blank. 301-230-0980 is the number. A lot more to get to before we hand things over to our pal Craig Hoff. And one final segment. In that final segment, it's no dum-dum of the day, but it's time for me to set the record straight on a certain rookie quarterback that can't slow the hell down. That's next here on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
301-230-0980 is the number. One final segment with the youngest in charge, Lanelle Willingham. Before I hand things over to Craig Hoffman, I'm back with you Monday, same time, same place. Back with you later tonight as well. First of 14 in a row for your boy. With you tonight on overtime, starting at 6:30, leading you into Nats baseball, and with you tomorrow on the Team 980 and 106.7, the Fan from 9 to noon, if I'm not mistaken. And then I got 10 to 1 on Sunday right here locally, and then we're going to go national 10 to 2 on Sunday night. So plenty of the youngest in charge coming up here, so make sure you keep it locked. Alex Darris of Cleveland.com put out a piece yesterday. Shedeur Sanders made headlines Tuesday when he was pulled over for speeding. But it wasn't his first speeding citation in Ohio this month. He was pulled over by Ohio State Highway Patrol in Medina, according to court records filed on June 6th. They confirmed that at 5:13 p.m. Eastern Time, the Browns' rookie quarterback, was caught driving 91 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. I'll be honest. He received a fine for $150 plus additional court costs, $249 fine in total. On June 16th, the records indicate that Sanders failed to show up to his arraignment involving the incident. June 17th, he was pulled over going 101 miles an hour in a 60. So let's just say Shador Sanders has bumped his damn head. I can't believe that he missed his arraignment. I can't believe that you're that clueless. For him to fall in the draft is one thing. This is the first real, like, troubling sign. Quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks, simply don't have this stuff happen. Has Lamar Jackson gotten a speeding ticket? Does Joe Burrow get speeding tickets? Does Pat Mahomes get speeding tickets?
If they do, we don't find out about it.
We don't find out about them. To get twice in the span, to get two, excuse me, in the span of a week, and then your lazy ass can't even show up to court because you're too busy on Twitch. I was in the Shador Sanders camp all the way up until this. This is, to me, such a red flag for a quarterback.
Chris Russell is smiling ear to ear right now.
For a quarterback, though, it'd be different if this was...
If he was a wide receiver?
If he was a wide receiver, this is different. Hey,
wide receivers do this all the time.
You know what I'm saying? This is not... Young quarterbacks, especially, are supposed to be buttoned up. I'll tell you what. Let Jaden Daniels' ass go out and get a 110-mile-an-hour citation in a 65. I'd rip him a new one on these airways.
And so would his mother.
Yeah, so would his mother. She'd have him. Come on, Shador. Perfect timing. Come on. This was the wrong time. You're speeding at 5:13 in the afternoon. I'll be honest. There are times I'm on 270 coming home from overtime at night, and I hit 91 in a 65.
11:30
at night. It's the point, Shador. It's the point. Am I being too hard on him?
Not
I'm upset. Upset that he didn't show up to the arraignment.
Right, and that's the thing is, like, missing the arraignment is the key thing here. Like,
you're a bozo.
Guys are gonna speed. Like, I don't know if you've seen the videos of LaMelo, peeling out of.
But LaMelo's a point guard. He's a basketball player. They do stupid things. Quarterbacks
should not.
Quarterbacks shouldn't. Quarterbacks should be asleep by 7. Quarterbacks should shave. Quarterbacks shouldn't drink alcohol during the week. Quarterbacks shouldn't hit the bong during the week. Laramie Tunsil style. They shouldn't do it. Quarterbacks should be buttoned up. Not getting speeding tickets. Not showing up to your arraignments. You think Matt Stafford is getting a speeding ticket? Hell, even Baker Mayfield. Even Johnny Manziel didn't get speeding tickets. Did he?
Listen, they were investigated by police for some other things that they did in college.
Yes. But the bigger point is, you can tell me how I'm reacting. Keep the convo going with me on social at NELL_BTP. There's just no way, though, you're going to tell me that I got to look at Shador Sanders and go easy on him simply because he's Shador Sanders. He deserves to feel the wrath of everyone behind his stupid mistakes. I think he'll get it together. I don't think he's... How can I say I don't think he's an idiot, but he just did that?
I mean, I believe he said it himself. He does some dumb things, and he learns from them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he learns from this. It's tough.
It sure is.
It is. Appreciate you all tapping in. Back with you. Coming up on Monday, right here on the Team 980. We'll touch on
tonight
the
as
NBA
well.
Finals. I'm back with you tonight, though, over on 106.7 The Fan. 6:30 to 9:40, leading you in the Nats baseball. Craig Hoffman comes your way next. What does he have to say about all the draft rumors swirling around the Washington Wizards?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.